Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
744, 16 before 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL, Monday morning. That means it's time for Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, as we take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, Tommy. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I'm a little bit confused because I see a headline says jobs report shows a big 339,000 gain in May. The U.S. economy is still strong, which normally would be good news, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. And we got cross currents again this week or what happened last week coming into this week. Tommy, we've been talking about it for about a couple of months now. But the home price index, just a couple of things. Home price index fell over 1% last month as reported, almost triple what it was supposed to be. And, prices
Wait, go,
are coming down
what
because
that,
people.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, prices are coming down, allegedly, that sellers are moving their price down because people can't afford the house that they used to with the 7% interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they're coming down to meet price points so the house will sell. In the meantime, construction spending was supposed to come in at 0.1%. It came in 12 times higher than that at 1.2%. So it's like you got a lot of construction going on out there, and people are paying the price for that with raw materials and labor and so on. So it really must be, you know, some sectors of the economy, the service sector we talked about last week, was the biggest single sector, and that's the one that's got a lot of attention. And on the other side of it, on the ISM manufacturing index, that's been down now for 7 straight months. So you see on a wholesale level, the manufacturers are saying, no, borrowing costs are too high, raw materials are too high, we've been pulling back for 7 straight months, and you're not going to get the product out for delivery that people may want, but it's down because they're making things that people are not buying up. A lot of the economy is being propelled forward, like we said just a second ago, with hospitality, travel, going out to eat, those things. The service sector is the one that you get a lot of the job attention, like you mentioned a little bit before. We'll get to the job report, but a lot, as usual, are going toward the service sector. So the manufacturers are saying, watch over the next 2 months how this is going to start pulling down inflation in the economy, and because we're not producing. And these big-ticket items, some reference durable goods, such as cars and so on, we're not making what we used to make, and the price, again, of the raw materials are too high and borrowing costs are too high, so manufacturing is pulling back considerably. I think with these cross currents, and we'll get to the employment report, that was probably the biggest deal last week. I think that's what's got the Fed on hold right now. After that job news came out last Friday, first of all, the Dow ended up over 700 for the day. The debt deal was reached in Washington, plus the jobs report was stellar. Well, that propelled markets up, but I'm saying, well, what are they going up for? Why are they getting all exuberant? Because the Fed is going to come down and take the punch bowl away, and it's not going to be pretty. But on the CME, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange,
you have a way with words, Mark, I got to tell you. The Fed's going
like
to take the punch bowl away, and it's not going to be pretty. Go ahead.
It's not pretty.
Yeah.
The CME says, well, right now, this morning, it was around an 80% chance, and this morning it backed down to about a 75%. That's just that they do nothing this upcoming meeting in about 9 days. And that's been consistent with what they've said. And we've said many times they need to stop, reassess, and not just keep raising rates, because the last 2 or 3 rate increases, that might not have even gotten into the economy yet. Sometimes it takes 6 months, sometimes a little longer, for monetary action to get into the economy and see what the result would be. So, I could go for that. I could go for this time. Why don't y'all take a respite and see what's going on? But now to the employment report. So, for 2 months in a row, it surprised the markets. Last month, it was supposed to be about 190. This month, about 190. Well, last month, 290, almost 300 previous month. And now 339,000 new jobs created in the last month. So that knocked the cover off the ball with respect to people coming back to work. The unemployment rate, now here's something that looks like it's funny math, but it's not. Unemployment rate actually ticked up 0.2%. It went from 3.5 to 3.7. The Labor Department is reporting that so many people are returning to work with the number of jobs available and the economy in many sectors, like we talked about, leisure and hospitality, travel. So many people are coming back into the job market, which I think what the Fed is going to look at with that is, well, the more people coming back, it's going to take a little bit off of wage pressures. We've got more applicants coming in, more people are seeing what the economy is doing. Consumer confidence is up. I guess it's the summer season. A lot of people are traveling, spending money, people coming back to work, jobs available, and maybe that'll take the pressure off wages. So that has been one of the primary drivers. Wages are probably one of the largest costs in most any business. And if you get some wage pressure to pull back a bit, that'll be significant in taking the pressure off inflation going forward. So it's just been a hodgepodge. Just from an economic standpoint, it's quite the education, because each of the recessions or expansions, they tend to be different. They have their unique sets of circumstances to produce that result, either a recession or an expansion. And we've got just a hodgepodge of things that it seem to be working against each other. But we're seeing excellent news on one hand, economists would say, but the other hand, we're seeing, gee whiz, if you just focused on that, you were saying, well, the U.S. is going to be in a recession by the end of the year, not with the job numbers coming out. When people are coming out, GDP goes up, it's our spending, meaning personal spending, that is about 70% of GDP, and it's keeping the numbers elevated.
I always thought recession was a bad word. You didn't want to be in a recession, do you?
That's right. That's right. That's traditional.
No, I'm being serious. I'm not doing a stand-up routine here. I'm being serious. I thought that was a bad thing, but it seems like
that's right.
I thought 3.7 unemployment was a good thing. But the
absolutely.
Feds, so what?
It's a fabulous thing. So, it just came off at 3.4. I mean, one of the lowest recordings in 50 years. 3.4% just a month or so ago. It was supposed to go to 3.5. It went to 3.7, and everybody was cheering that it went up a bit again because people are entering the workforce. The labor force participation rate, that's how many people are working or willing to work, that edged up a little bit. It's not quite pre-COVID, but that's edging up, meaning, again, that's the proof that people are coming back into the workforce. It's made from surveys and employment data. But you're right. I don't know what the Fed is going to do with this. I guess they're going to sit off this next meeting and see what's happening. But you know what I would worry about is if, you know, they tapered themselves down from 0.75% last fall. Was just so brutal with the 3 and 4 increases that were so large. And they started to taper into the spring, now down to no change. Okay, fantastic. But I'm wondering, with all the employment report coming out, and we got inflation news coming out this week. The CPI and PPI are out this week before they meet. All right, if they're going to sit pat, well, we've told people we're going to sit still for a second, and we don't want to go against our word, so we'll let this meeting pass, meeting with no interest rate changes. Then I wonder, the following month, it's going to be, oh, well, so much has happened over the past 60 days that we might have to start with a 50-point rise. And, Tommy, I've said it before, it is just – it's brutal to the banking industry because the flip-flop in what was happening during COVID, meaning a lot of money was fed into the system at near zero rates, and you put that money to work because you have to. And now when it's being changed so abruptly, you can't reposition the financial statements to react to it. So I know they have that in mind. I know they know what's happening, but it's some industries take it on the chin more than others. And it seems like leisure and hospitality, they're just doing wonderfully well. But the financial industry is having difficulty with these rate changes.
I'm going to go scratch my head some more. Thank you, Mark.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate your time. You go do some scratching as well. Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. He will be back Friday as we help you manage your money with Mark. 7:54, 6 before 8, traffic now, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.